The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does being electrocuted transform a person? This is the story of Nam Collins, how a girl who immigrated from a small village in South Korea became a business owner in Hawaii. It's also a testimony of faith in Jesus Christ. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, dear friend, it's to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who cares, the one who loves you and knows you, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing today. There is always hope in Jesus who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, and he was raised on the third day. And today the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Nam Collins, is reaching out to you. Nam Collins attended the University of Hawaii at Manoa, worked in the hotel industry for a few years before transitioning to a career in human resources. After 8 years of working for the largest grocery wholesaler in the country, she left her job to be involved with red light technology. Nam is the owner of Contour Spa Hawaii. Nam, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I mentioned South Korea, but tell us more. Where did you grow up?
Actually, I was born in South Korea. We immigrated to Hawaii when I was 5, and I grew up in Kalihi.
What was it like growing up in Kalihi?
It was very trying. We were not a very wealthy family, and I just remember a lot of fights and getting beaten up and that type of stuff happening. But it was also where I met my first person that introduced me to the Lord. I was in first grade. It was Mrs. Waihe'e.
Well, you mentioned first grade. That's striking. Then you mentioned Mrs. Waihe'e. Anyone in Hawaii would know what and who that is, would recognize that name. Tell us more, Nam.
She was actually my ESL teacher, and nobody believed me, but I was so shy. I wouldn't even make eye contact, and this is where Mrs. Waihe'e took me kind of under her wing. She was my first grade teacher, but she was also my neighbor. And so her daughter and her son became my best friends for many, many years. We still keep in touch, you know. But she was the first person to invite me to church.
Mrs. Lynn Waihe'e, First Lady of Hawaii, what was it like for you growing up? And maybe even after they became governor and first lady, how did your relationship grow with them over the years?
Oh, we were still best friends. He, you know, every time Governor would meet somebody that I knew, they said, "Oh, I know Nami," and you know, that's my. If you knew me during the Hanabada days, everyone who knew me back then would call me Nami, not Nam. But yeah, so we, you know, we grew up together, and Jennifer, we slept over. I slept over there a couple of times at the governor's mansion, and it was like any normal family. Actually, they're very humble.
You mentioned that Mrs. Lynn Waihe introduced you to Jesus. In what way did that influence you?
Well, I came from a small town in South Korea. My grandmother happened to be the very powerful shaman, totally opposite end. She was a shaman in Korea, and that was our generational thing. So the eldest daughter would always be the next shaman. So my mother would have been it, and then I would have been. But, you know, coming from that background and moving to America, I didn't have any idea who Jesus was, no idea whatsoever. So when Mrs. Waihe took me to church, we were in a lot of shock because people were praising and, and worshiping, and I had never seen anything like that. It actually shocked us to the point where my mom was like, no, you shouldn't go back there again. That's crazy. But that was the plant, you know, the seed was planted.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your mother. How did your mother influence you, in especially in those early years? No.
Well, once my mom she became saved, and she just completely gave herself to the Lord, and she would take us to church Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays, religiously. We could not miss. And this is even before I had a personal relationship with the Lord. We just watched my mom in action. She would be called, she's part of the prayer ministry at her church, and they would call her because she worked at Tripler Hospital. Whenever there was somebody in ICU or they didn't think it would make it, they would call my mom, and she would go. She would take me nine at night, school night, didn't matter. We'd go there. We'd stand outside the ICU, put our hands against the wall, and just pray. And I personally have seen so many people that they were set to, you know, they were not supposed to make it to the next day. And we would go and pray. The next day we call, and the person miraculously recovered and checked out. You know, I mean, that kind of stories happened all the time around my mom. So she kind of instilled in me the power of, you know, what Jesus can do.
What would you say, Anam, the difference? What difference has becoming a believer in Jesus made in your life?
Oh, man, you know, coming from my background, growing up in Kalihi was very difficult, you know, especially not speaking the language. And I was a very, very angry child, and then grew up into a very angry person, adult. And it took learning about who Jesus was to teach me there's another way. You don't have to get vengeance. You don't have to be so angry and hate, you know, just hate people or whatever it may be. Just, I think a lot of people get locked into that. And I was most definitely, I could hold a grudge for years for something very small. And I was very unforgiving. But, you know, like I was explaining in my, my email, when about 5 years ago, an incident happened where it just completely, completely transformed my whole life. I was a believer. I knew Jesus. I knew God existed. I knew that powerful things happened through Jesus. But I wasn't quite ready to follow him, you know.
You're listening to Nam Collins. Nam, you've got us on the edge of our seats. We want to hear what happened. And as you've just mentioned, well, when we come back from our break, let's have you share about that. It sounds like a transformative moment that you experienced. And people today are, you know, sometimes we are longing for transforming moments. Sometimes transforming moments are at our present situation and we might not even recognize it. Perhaps even today, listening to you may be a transforming moment for someone who is hearing your story, someone who may have felt the pain of anger and the yearning for vengeance and wonders, how does someone like Nam become loving and peaceful and somehow overcome that? Those and other questions people may be asking. Dear friend, when we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Nam Collins. Lonnie and I are privileged to have her share with us and with you. And that's what we do here at the Good Life program. Someone who comes from South Korea, born in a small village in the countryside called Jinhae. She comes to Hawaii, lives in Kalihi, experiences what it's like to have to learn a new language, learn a new culture. Trying times, but see who she's become. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Nam Collins immigrated to Hawaii when she was 5 years old with her family. She grew up in Kalihi, attending Kalihi Kai Elementary School until fifth grade, and then transferred to Makalapa and graduated from Radford High School before studying at the University of Hawaii. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And you can get this program in its entirety. Find out more about Nam, contourspahawaii.com. Again, contourspahawaii.com. hawaii.com. Nam, you mentioned about an incident that occurred fairly recently. What happened that was so transformative in your life?
Well, about 5.5 years ago is when I started Contour Spa Hawaii. I had taken that, left my job of 8 years to start this new business, which was actually a startup. But I was going through a period where I just could not hear the Lord. And I felt almost like He had not, He couldn't hear me, and I most definitely could not hear Him. And I know as I prayed, I could not feel Him, and I just kept feeling like I kept growing farther and farther away from Him. Finally, the Lord started to speak to me. He spoke through my 3-year-old son at the time, telling me that I am much loved and that He's still blessing me, even though I couldn't feel Him. And He gave me a scripture. It was Hebrews 11:1. And, oh my goodness. From there, I think it was a few weeks later, my mother had called me because a woman that I had gone to church with, she was in the hospice. She had about 2 weeks left to live. So we were going to go there to pray for her. And I had never personally prayed for anybody, especially not in a hospice. And I went with my mom, and I sat next to her, and the daughter-in-law of the woman was standing at the foot of the bed. We both put our hands upon the woman's hand, and her esophagus was not working, so she couldn't eat, she couldn't talk. She's pretty much laying there, I think, waiting to die. That's what it felt like, you know. And so my mom started to pray, and it lasted 5 seconds. And she starts nudging me and says, "Okay, your turn." I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, my turn." And so I did. I started to pray, and I did not the words were not mine. And she's an 85-year-old woman. I started telling her that, "Daughter, do not be afraid. I am with you." And I kept saying these words, and I'm preparing a place for you. And in my head, I was wondering, what are you saying? What is going on? And I just kept praying. It was a very long prayer, just assuring her, letting her know that, you know, she's not alone and not to be afraid. And in the middle of that prayer, I felt an electric shock go from the top of my head through my entire body. And I almost fainted, and I had to catch myself. And when it kind of came to, I knew God was there. I could feel His presence, and I could feel His warmth. And in the middle of a hospice, I started to yell and scream, "God is here. God is here. He is here right now with us. He is here." And the woman who could not speak started shouting, and she said, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." And I'm thinking, how is this happening? But none of that even made sense, because God was, we could feel His presence. And then I finished my prayer and closed it, and that's where I was just sitting there in shock, because I had always seen people on TV getting touched and electrocuted, or, you know, they're blown away, and I thought, that's so fake, there's no way that's real. And it just happened to me. So that was where I knew God is real. God is real. He's alive. He's here. The God that split that Red Sea, the God that raised Lazarus, the God that created this, He is real, and He's alive, and He's here, you know. And that was a very pivotal moment in my life.
In this moment, as you're sharing, It may take a listener a few moments to grasp what was actually happening, the dynamism of the moment that you experienced, Nam. As you've had several years to reflect back on it, what was God saying to you?
It was time for me to start my walk, really walk with Him. I've been a Christian almost my, childhood because of my mom, but really just believing. Pastor Mike Palumbo was actually the my Youth for Christ director when I was in high school. I mean, to that point. And yet I never really walked with Him. And I think part of it was, being a Christian, you're like, oh man, I can't do this anymore and I can't do that anymore. And there's all these rules. And, I think there's a piece of me that was always reluctant to give that part up. But it was in that moment I realized God is alive. He's very real. And He's telling me it's time. It is time. And he, actually, 2 weeks after that incident, God told me, I want you to start a prayer group. And I started laughing, thinking, Lord, there's nobody that's going to pray with me. I don't know anybody. I'm just starting this journey. And He just put it on my heart. He said, no, you're going to start a prayer group. I want you to start. So I called my sister-in-law and I called my sister, who was in Texas at the time. And I said, guess what? God said we're going to start a prayer group and you're it. But God has grown that that group now. We have a call every Saturday morning, 5 in the morning Hawaii time. There's about 12, anywhere from 6 to 12 women that call in. And they're from everywhere, Florida, California, Nevada, Hawaii. And we call each other, we pray for one another, we lift each other up, and it's been amazing just what God's been doing in all of our lives.
A little, if I may press in a little bit more, as you meet with these other women every week, and you've been praying for a number of years now, what have you seen or heard of how the Lord has heard and answered your prayers?
Oh, wow. It's interesting. All the women that we have prayed for, a lot of them were having difficulty with marriage, with their marriage, or relationships, or even, Lord, where do I go from here? We were all in that sort of a impasse, we don't know what direction we need to go in our life. And as we have been praying together, a lot of the women I've prayed with maybe the last 5 years, God has just transformed all of their lives. One of them has been moved to Nevada, sell her house and move, and it happened quickly. And she didn't have any idea how it was going to happen. And yet the Lord provided every step of the way. He provided a home for her up there, a job for her up there, just everything. And she now leads the prayer group as well. We take turns. And it's we just seen the Lord just move greatly. And they kept asking. She said, I want to see God do the Ephesians 3:16 in your life, Nam. I want to see that miracle happen. Being in a startup business, it is very difficult to get the word out, even if we have an amazing cutting-edge technology. Because you're a startup, it's been tough. But, the Lord has been so faithful. I was telling Lonnie, there were moments when I would say, Lord, did you take me out of Egypt so that I would die in the desert? I've had those conversations, and, of course, at the end, I know God is faithful, and He really is.
Well, you talk about God's faithfulness. You see His faithfulness through prayer, And one cannot see the faithfulness of God unless it is seen through the lens of unusual circumstances and sometimes painful circumstances, unexpected moments. But you have seen and testified today of how the Lord has worked and answered prayers, the power of prayer and the power of praying together. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Nam Collins, who has shared with us about really experiencing being electrocuted during a time of prayer and seeing the Lord work not just marvelously, but miraculously in the life of a 80-plus-year-old woman who was unable to speak, but God had given Nam and her mother faith to pray. And the Lord descended in a hospital room, a hospice room even. When we come back, you'll hear more from Nam Collins. You can find out more about her business there at Contour Spa Hawaii at contourspahawaii.com. When Nam was little, the most influential person would be Mrs. Lin Waihee, the wife of Governor John Waihee. And of course, her mother, Nam's mother, who lived a strong life of a believer as well. So first grade teacher, Mrs. Lin Waihee, and her mother. More from Nam Collins when we come back. Stay with us. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a in studio with Danny Yamashiro and our special guest, Nam Collins. Nam has told us so much about her growing up years. And, you know, Danny, I can relate Nam growing up, her mom being an influence all her life, taking her to church, pressing into prayer, Nam walking alongside of that, and yet not really understanding it for herself until one day Nam tells a story and the testimony to us about being electrocuted in the midst of prayer, her mom pushing her to open her mouth and use the gift that God's given her. And suddenly she hears, it is time. It is time for you and I to have a relationship. It is time for you to open the gifts that I have given you. And we're listening to Nam Collins talk to us about how the gifts that God has given her have really flourished in her life, but now she's giving that gift away, and how her women's prayer group, that's been going on for several years now, are sharing that same message with other women. It is time for you to have a relationship, a personal relationship, a trusting relationship with the Lord Jesus. Nam Collins grew up in Kalihi. She migrated here with her family from South Korea. Right before the break, we were talking a little bit more about the prayer group and the miracles and wonders. But Nam, I wanted to ask you the question, the theme of it is time. What has that produced for you in your life as a business owner?
Well, the first thing, when you become a business owner, you truly learn to lean on the Lord. There is no paycheck. It's really the provision of the Lord to provide enough money to pay rent and all the other things, you know, to survive. And that is probably one of the reasons he wanted me to go out into owning my own business. Last year was hard for, I think, many companies. So many people closed down their shops. And even for us, we were shut down about 9 months. We were not really in operation. And we were hit very hard. But again, that was the season when I was asking the Lord, you know, Father, have you brought me out of Egypt, you know, to die in the desert? And, you know, God, I had to be patient because it was his timing, because it was 9 months, you know, 9 months last year. And even this year, we're slowly starting back up. But, you know, God is so faithful. We just found a few doctors, one in L.A. and New York, one in Hawaii, who will be participating in the clinical trials to help combat people who have either have COVID or have been recovering from COVID and have a difficult time still breathing with inflammation on their lungs. So we're very excited about that. We're looking to launch that in October, and the manufacturing company is willing to work with us to do it.
Now, maybe take us a little deeper and back to explanation. What is your business now? What is Red Light Therapy? What did the Lord give you in that technology?
Ah, yes. Our Red Light technology is very cutting edge. It's FDA cleared at risk level 1, which means it's really safe. There's no risks or side effects. But initially, when I opened up my shop, the red light technology was mainly for cosmetic purposes. So we are able to tighten skin, rejuvenate skin. We're able to help people with fat reduction, cellulite, those type of things, and do it in a non-invasive way. Minimal impact on your life. There's no downtime. So it sounded like an amazing thing to get into. We had no idea that it was able to help with the inflammation that occurs in the lungs.
And how has the Lord, you know, used your business to help others and to build relationships for his glory?
Oh, my goodness. I think that's the most beautiful part of it. When I started treating women at my shop, there's a lot of hurt and broken women and men, but I ministered only to the women that came to our shop. They would come in, and, you know, as I'm treating them, I would sit in the room with them, and I would tell them about my experience with the Lord, you know, that he electrocuted me, and I would tell them, God is real. He is real. He is available to hear you, and he wants to help you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. And so many women would come in there crying. And I would pray with them. And that's actually majority of my prayer group are the women who had come through my shop. There are a few on the mainland that are not, but the local women, they all were former clients as well. So that became my ministry.
You know, we've had other guests on our show, and we talk about marketplace ministry. You know, being the light where you are in your job. What are some of the challenges to that for someone who may be listening and being like, yeah, you can do it at your job, but how can I be a marketplace minister in my job?
Well, whether you are an owner or an employee, there's always a way. You know, Jesus, he gives us choice as well. He doesn't force us to become a follower. He gives us the opportunity, and he's just waiting, and he'll keep pursuing us. For us, as when I was an employee, you know, being the human resource manager, you cannot be walking around and doing those things. But I would have closed door meetings where I would offer prayer. You know, I'm not going to force it on them, but we would offer prayer, just speaking about what's happening in my own life, you know, and just giving my own testimony. That opened people up to bring out their issues into the light. And I think that's part of it, is everyone looks at everyone else and you're thinking, man, they have a perfect life, good marriage, good kids, good home. I'm not going to let them know what's going on in my family or in my life. And I think that's what the enemy counts on. He doesn't want you to bring it and expose it, because once it's exposed, the power is almost gone. It just disappears. And then that's where God can start to heal that pain or that difficulty, you know. And so in being vulnerable, I think people are willing to also be vulnerable with you.
Such a good word. Nam, what is your dream in this season of life for yourself, for your business?
Oh, my dream. You know, recently I got involved with a group called the 40 Days for Life. And we were talking about abortion and how it impacts so many women and men, actually. And not just the physical part, but the emotional, spiritual pain that you suffer through. And when I was talking to her, I was like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just build up some pregnancy centers to help women, you know, to be, if someone is out there that doesn't have a place to go. I know there's resources, because, you know, like I said, I met Anne and she had a pamphlet. And she said, look, there are all these resources. People who need financial assistance, if they need a place to stay, there's resources, you know. And I was like, man, wouldn't that be awesome if we could just do that and let people know that there is hope. And if there's nobody else in the world that's going to help them, there are other people who will. There are strangers who are willing to help, you know. That's my goal, just to help in that arena.
Nam, you mentioned the name Anne. Who were you referring to?
Anne Shigetsu. She's from 40 Days for Life.
She leads that organization that you're a part of.
She does. Yes, she leads that organization. I just recently learned about them, and so we had signed up to become to pray, you know, once a week or twice a week.
You're touching on a very life-changing, life-giving program, and we talk about being electrocuted, how you've experienced the power of prayer. And now how the Lord is redirecting you. As Lonnie asked that question, you could have said many things. but your heart was led and zeroed in on that. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Nam Collins. In our final segment, how has the Lord helped her through difficult times? As a business owner, as a mother, maybe she has an insight through her experience that speaks to us and encourages us. Maybe a scripture verse that has stood out to her over the years. We're talking about Nam Collins. She says, my mom was really the person who led me to Christ with her blind faith in God. But I believe I was more of a believer rather than a follower of Christ until about 5 years ago. This is when Jesus literally electrocuted me, and I was his. He transformed me. That's Nam Collins, and more from her in a final segment when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The poet Emily Dickinson once wrote, if I can keep one heart from breaking, if I can ease one heart from aching, if I can help one fainting robin onto its nest again, I shall not live in vain. Nam Collins is certainly not living in vain. She has a purpose in life. She has a purpose in life to preserve life and to give hope in the lives of people who may be struggling in various ways. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a. Thank you for joining us today. Nam, difficult times. People are living through these very trying moments with the COVID pandemic, economic impact on business leaders, on homes, on relationships, families. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Uh, um, during the pandemic, we were closed down for about 6 months. And then the last 3 months of the year, we were just kind of scraping by, just trying to even survive the rest of the year. And it's interesting. God helped me to pivot my business. And we started, we were introduced to these COVID eliminating devices, you know, and selling those devices got us through the last part of the 2020. So, you know, God has really been faithful. He doesn't provide me millions and millions of dollars, but what I need, He has always been faithful to provide.
You mentioned God's faithfulness and the need. You strike on something because there's quite a gap between people who say they have needs and the kind of needs we have or the kind of needs certain people have that are almost unheard of because of the level of wealth that some people possess. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about needs, how have you seen God provide for your needs as a business owner and as a parent?
Ooh, that's a question. well, as a parent, you know, my children, I am very guarded. We're very careful what they watch, you know, who they hang out with, and we try to teach them the word, but also live up the word. So God's been faithful in that. My children do love the Lord. They love God. And, you know, my son, he's gone through a period where he was experiencing fear. And I remember we prayed against it together, and that same night, he was in the shower. I taught him, you need to sing, you need to worship. Because when you're worshiping, that fear has to flee. When you just say Jesus, that fear has to go, you know. And that very night, he was in the shower, and you could hear him singing, you know. He was singing, my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. And he just kept rocking out to that. And when he came out, he ran out and he said, Mommy, it worked. I'm not scared anymore. So I know God is definitely working in the children, my children's lives. For me, our contract had ended with the manufacturing company, and we were supposed to send our devices back, but this year. And when I contacted the manufacturer, I explained to them, you know, right now, because we're just recovering from the COVID pandemic and the close down, we can't extend it. And they were kind enough to extend it at no cost at all to us. That's how God's just been so faithful, like I said. And then, of course, he brought the trials, and he brought doctors who'd be willing to do the trials. And that was something that was very difficult to find. Even the manufacturer, they could not find doctors that were willing to do the trial. And now God sent them to me, to my shop, you know, and they're willing. And I know that it would have been impossible without the Lord moving. I always tell people, like, I don't have any connections. I'm not the person that has all the connections and the resources or anything. God has it, but I don't. So if I need anything, he has to provide it, or there's no way it's going to happen, you know. And like I said, he's provided. He provided doctors that are willing to do this trial. It's unpaid, you know, so it was difficult to get people on board.
Your story, as you share it, is very powerful, Nam. And there are a couple things I'd like to do. I'd like to ask if you'd do with us and for us. Number one, Is there a scripture that the Lord has given you in this season of life that has really lifted you up?
Yes, the scripture he gave me when he first started speaking to me again, it was Hebrews 11:1. And it's actually the whole chapter 11, but it's 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, I've learned through this season that no matter what the circumstances, it may seem really impossible, you know, like really your physical surroundings, you know, circumstances, whether it's your marriage or your business or your children, whatever situations are going through, it seems so impossible. But learning to focus on what God's word says, his promises to us, and remembering the Bible is not a story. It's not something that people made up as folklore. It's history. You know, the more and more people learn about it, they're finding out more and more that the Bible is truth. It's a historical book. And the promises written in there, they've been in there from the beginning of time till now, and they still speak to us. And he still has the promise. He still doesn't change. You know, we have an unchanging God. And that gives me so much hope, no matter what I'm going through. So, yeah, prayer and absolutely just getting into the Word.
Thank you, Nam. Thank you for sharing that very powerful verse and timely verse with us. The second thing I want to ask is if you would pray. If you would pray for our dear listener right now who's going through their own struggles, their own trial. They can fill in the blank and yet feel that Nam Collins has some understanding and that through you, that you serve a God with full understanding who is able to lift them up. Would you pray for our listener right now who is going through a really tough time? Please.
Absolutely. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come before you once again. And we're just so in awe of who you are, Lord. You are faithful. Your love never changes, Lord God. Father, whoever is listening right now, Father God, that needs to feel your touch, that needs to hear your still, soft voice, Lord, we just pray that you will encounter them, Lord. Father, I pray that you'll give each of us the strength and the courage and the wisdom, Lord, to keep our eyes focused on you, not on our circumstances, not what's going on around us, Lord. Because the truth of the matter is, you are above all these things. You are the God of miracles. You are the God that is the ultimate healer. I know, Lord God, that if we believe in what we pray for, if we truly believe and we pray and we are in alignment with you, Lord, there is nothing that we can ask for that will not be given to us, Lord. I do believe, Father God, that there is hope. I do believe, God, there is healing. And I do believe, Lord God, that you are just sitting there right next to us, really just cheering us on, wanting us to keep our eyes focused on you, remembering your promises, putting on our full armor, Lord, and just moving forward. Take that step of faith. Father, we trust you. We believe in you, Lord, and we give you all glory. All these things I pray in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nam, thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for our dear, dear listeners. When I listen to you, I could tell you spend a good amount of time coming before the Lord in prayer. Dear friend, if the Lord has spoken to you And this is something I know Lonnie and Nam, the three of us, when we talk about relationship with God, that this could be a moment of breakthrough for you in opening your heart to Christ if you have not yet already done so. And I want to encourage you to do that and open your heart to receive Jesus. Lonnie, someone today is wanting to say, can you lead me in a prayer to accept Christ? Lonnie Ka'a, could you do that and lead someone in that simple prayer that you've prayed, I've prayed, Nam has prayed, but and open our hearts to Jesus? Would you do that for us, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you are listening today, we're so excited and thankful that you're taking this step to receive, Lord, as your personal Savior. And if you want to just partner in with this prayer, the Lord hears your heart. It's not a perfect prayer, but it's the heart that wants to receive Jesus. So we just say, Lord, thank you, Father, for who you are, Father. We trust you. We come now. I thank you for your never-ending love for me. I give my life to you. I receive forgiveness for all my sins. I announce that you are my God, and I will put no other idols before you. Friend, if you have prayed that, I want to pray for you. Lord, as you hear these precious ones in our audience lifting up their hearts to you, I thank you for calling and choosing them, Lord. I ask that you would be with them, cover and protect their hearts as they take this step of courage. Lord God, bring people around them that will be a light to them, that will be encouragement, that will keep them on the path towards you, Lord. I pray that they would walk away from things that are not of you, Lord, that that would not be difficult. But Lord God, in the space that they release those things, your Holy Spirit, Father, would fill them to overflowing with a love and a joy they have never known before, that this day would be a change that they would never forget. Their lives would be new. They are born again, Lord. I just thank you, and I pray over these precious ones in your mighty Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lonnie. And dear friend, if the Lord has touched your heart, let us know. Go to danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'd love to hear from you what the Lord is doing in your heart and in your life. Nam Collins, thank you so much for being with us today. We're so grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Hope-filled words from Nam Collins, ContourSpaHawaii.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, just like Lonnie, let us, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to goodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. 2 Thessalonians 3:5, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Nam Collins, ContourSpaHawaii.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'ala, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave